Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news to talk about here today. There's a lot of television. There's always a lot of television. But of course, last night we had both SmackDown and 205 Live. Tonight, there is an episode of Total Divas. There is NXT on the WWE Network with the Samoa Joe Shinsuke Nakamura match that was filmed over the weekend in Osaka, Japan. We have Lucha Underground. We have Ring of Honor on Comet. So much programming. You're welcome to call about any of that here today on the program. We've got news on two WWE performers who you will not be seeing on TV much at all anymore. The Raw ratings from this past Monday night, and a lot more. Obviously, Roadblock Into the Line is coming. That's always a topic of conversation. UFC, the Demetrius Johnson show, actually didn't do too bad in the ratings, even though Demetrius Johnson has to be the champion who garners the least interest of anybody in UFC. That's a subject for today as well, and so much more. If you want to give us a call here today, it is toll-free. For those of you that have one of those toll phones, if you've got a pay phone nearby, you can call us toll-free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. And if you want to send us a text message, the phone number, 425-780-7566. You can also tweet me today at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Semper Vivi. Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, who hopefully has his mic plugged in today. Is that right, Mike?
I do indeed.
Hey! Yeah. Well, good, because we got stuff to talk about here today.
A lot of it.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Well, we got SmackDown, we got 205 Live, we got Lita and Jerry Lawler removed.
Gone.
WWE programming.
86th.
It's from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com that WWE confirmed today that Jerry Lawler and Lita have been removed from regular weekly programming. Both have been moved from full-time deals to Legends contracts. Decision was made to take them off the pre-show panels before Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-view events. The Lawler situation followed the pattern of Jim Ross, where, likely due to his age, he was moved from Raw to SmackDown, then given a lesser role on SmackDown. And then the decision was made to remove them from regular television but keep them with the company, although Ross was later let go after controversy regarding his hosting a WWE event that went awry. Both are still affiliated loosely with the company and may be brought back to TV on the network for special occasions. I believe Lawler is still going to host the Slammies on WrestleMania weekend. And Jim Ross on Twitter said that Lita had, I guess, alerted him that she's done with the company. So no more Lita. Last Sunday's TLC pay-per-view featured a change in pre-show format with radio host Peter Rosenberg as a guest on the panel. Hey, maybe they'll call you next, Mike.
I don't know. See, they are, I'm assuming they are hooked up with Peter Rosenberg because I think he also does a little thing with ESPN, too, and on Hot 97 in New York. I would probably go with Charlemagne next if you want to go with another New York radio personality. But why they're going to keep Lita or Lita and Lawler are off, but Booker T is still on, I don't know. I like Booker T.
Dude.
I do. There's a part of me that enjoys, you know, even though it's a cringeworthy thing, watching him do some of the stuff on those shows. But to be honest, I don't understand why they just don't clear the house of everybody. I got to give Pete Rosenberg a chance. I mean, he was...
You want an empty table?
What, just have Renee there and that's it?
No, you said clear it everybody. You said get
rid
of everybody.
Clear everybody, bring some people in. Rosenberg, we still don't know. I mean, give him some time to see how he fits in there and what they're going to do. But I would have just gotten rid of everybody. This gives you a chance to kind of refresh in everything and get some new faces in there, which, I'm sorry. I mean, leaving Booker T on there, I don't see how that makes the show any better or makes Renee any better or makes Rosenberg any better for that matter.
Listen, you're fixated on the wrong thing right here. These are the pre-show panels that nobody cares about and nobody even watches them.
Well,
and if they do, they barely do. Let's talk about the larger issue here. Jerry the King Lawler, for a while, was on the SmackDown announce team with Mauro Ranallo. And you know what? They were really good together. They were great!
Yeah.
Now they've gotten rid of Jerry Lawler because I guess he's too old. And of course, young David Otunga is there on SmackDown. Just messing up the show on a weekly basis.
The big O.
JBL's there, and God only knows what he's doing.
In and out of lucidity.
And then Tom Pritchard, or not Tom Pritchard.
You Tom wish Phillips. It was Tom Pritchard.
Yeah, Tom Pritchard would be better. Tom Dr. Phillips
Tom,
is there,
please.
Sitting at the end of the table.
Looking all sad and whatnot.
He's the host. He introduces the segment, and then he shuts up.
Did you see when they show him, they'll have the camera going around ringside, and it's like one of those times where you'll just catch a glimpse of the announcers, and he's just sitting there, kind of just slumped over, kind of down in the chair. Why is he even there?
Told you, he's the host. He's got to introduce the thing and then stand
there. He could stand
there
on the top of the ramp and do that. You could, like, did they ever sit Mean Gene down and have him slumped over there in the corner? No, that was the job of Howard Finkel. That was the job of whoever the ring announcer would be. He's the host of the show, for God's sakes. Do you see Kurt Menefee or James Brown or any of these people who do these types of shows just sitting there slumped over looking sad? No.
Mike, clearly you don't understand. You're behind the times. There is a ring announcer who's not Tom Phillips. There are interview geeks who sometimes are Tom Phillips. But Tom Phillips' job is to sit there at the end of the table and introduce you, the viewer, to each segment and then not talk. It's 2016, dude. We need something different. We need four men at the announce table, one of whom is any good.
Yeah, I remember, because you know what? I remember seeing that on a TV show that you wrote a book about that would have a table that occasionally would have, like, Stevie Ray and, like, 74 other people just hanging out at it. I remember how successful and how entertaining that was.
Well, because people don't understand this business. They thought it was funny for Hoovy to be there and be funny. And you know what? Hoovy was funny.
It was kind of funny.
But
is juicy.
The goal of the commentators is to tell you what's going on and tell a story. It is not to take away from the matches inside the ring. It is not to distract from the matches inside the ring. They're there for a specific reason. David Otunga adds nothing. JBL sometimes adds something, but usually adds nothing. Oh my God. I'm moving on.
No, what David Otunga was not awful doing those pre-shows. And like you said, if you want to look at it as you can have him on there and nobody will see him anyway, so it doesn't matter, put him back there then and get Tom Phillips on there too so he looks like he has something to do.
Let's talk about some other stuff that's going on. SmackDown was last night, and a couple of big storylines. First off, AJ Styles is in a walking boot for what he claimed was a week, so I guess he'll be back in action next week. There was no AJ Styles versus your main man, James Ellsworth.
James Ellsworth.
No AJ James Ellsworth match. I guess that's going to be taking place next week.
It's a wrestling gods wanting to draw this thing out forever. This is going to be the new Tommy Rich Buzz Sawyer.
Instead, they did a Miz versus Dean Ambrose match. And the story was that Dean Ambrose is in there wrestling, and Maryse is trying to work as a distraction. And so James Ellsworth comes down to the ring under the guise of trying to tell the referee about Maryse. This Maryse is interfering. You got to do something about her. And, of course, this causes Dean Ambrose to be distracted. He is hit with the skull-crushing finale, and he is pinned. So James Ellsworth has now cost Dean Ambrose the A title two times. And the storyline is James Ellsworth just a naive young man who thinks he's doing the right thing? And him and Dean can be buddies again as soon as he wins this title. Or is he a dastardly heel that is actively screwing Dean Ambrose? Now, you know what's great about it? What's great about it is either of them are believable. Because so far, this guy has been a naive young fella. He went in there with Braun Strowman, and he claimed that any man with two fists could win any match. He claimed that any man with two legs could climb a ladder and make a childhood dream come true. He's naive. Yes. Because he had no chance against this giant. He had no chance of climbing the ladder, even though he did win. He's a naive young fella. But you know what? Dean Ambrose, in storyline, is such a jerk to this man. He belittles him. He acts like he's holier than thou. He acts like he's the cool kid in high school, and James Ellsworth sits at the geek table along with the whole rest of the roster.
Nerds.
So, James Ellsworth does, in fact, have a very good reason to continually screw this man. So we'll find out where they go. I know some people are absolutely sick and tired of James Ellsworth. Can't say I blame him, really. But I do like James Ellsworth. And if you're going to do a story with James Ellsworth, I do like what they're doing with the guy here. It makes sense.
And in continuing to run him in the same way you're doing now, if you don't go and pull in either of those directions, where he's a naive guy who just can be easily manipulated and can be easily fooled and made to do things that maybe if he was a little smarter or thought about a little bit more, he wouldn't do. But you can continue on with this for a long time. I mean, it's not like this isn't a wrestling character, Mighty Igor, Mighty Wilbur. There's been tons of these guys, Norman. There's been a lot of these guys where you can work this for a while if you wanted to, as long as people still want to see Ellsworth.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, or Radio Network.
Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings turn the days of swim or sing. Living right is easy.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
And if, producer Dom with all the good theme music today.
I'll get him on eventually. If you would like to give us a call, toll free 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Give us a call or text, everybody, whatever's on your mind. I did follow Dom on Twitter, Mike. I don't follow you even.
Too much. It took you all this time to follow Dom on Twitter?
I had to find him.
What a terrible friend.
Yeah, he tweeted me, and then I was like, oh, Dom has a Twitter. I figured this youngster was only on Snapchat. I got a text here. This person does not like Peter Rosenberg. Peter Rosenberg stinks. Laughs at everything, not funny. He is so bad, he makes unfunny Michael K. funny. And then they add, not. Wow.
Wow, did he say Michael K?
Harsh
or Michael
words.
Cole?
I said Michael K.
The Yankees announcer Michael K?
I guess he's no good, too.
Well, he's no good unless you're a Yankee fan, but even then, he's annoying as hell.
This person says the Raw and SmackDown pre-shows aren't very good now at 10 minutes. Too busy and trying to do too much. What's Scott Stanford's status with the company? I don't know, but can somebody fill me in here? I don't watch these goofy pre-shows. There's 95,000 hours of programming. Are they really always going to be 10 minutes now, or is it just like a one-week thing?
I just would have figured it was a one-week thing. Maybe,
that's what
they are. Maybe they are going to go in that direction and do more in between the show. I actually have no idea. But Scott Stanford, I don't know. Talk about a guy that I would have figured they would have done more with, either doing panel things or things like that.
Oh, give me a break.
Well, I mean, it's
they're going to do more with anybody.
But I'm just saying, when they got him, when you look at his experience level and kind of at the level at which they got him at, it was like, I thought they were going to do more with him that they obviously haven't. There may be a reason for that. I don't know about working out of Stanford in the office or something like that, because obviously he's from that area and everything. But he's a talented guy he's not ugly. He doesn't look old, any of that sort of stuff, where I just figured they would have used him more for stuff.
Look at what they do with everybody, Mike. Charlie Caruso.
Yeah, but she's on there, and there's a good reason for that.
Charlie
Caruso.
And
also, again, talented came from the sports industry.
She had worked for the NFL. She had worked for the NBA. What is she doing now? She's a robot that asks stupid questions.
Yeah, but at least she's got a place on the show.
Let's go to the
phones. Where Scott Stanford is like, you know, again, we're talking about these pre-shows and the waste of time, and they're pushing off Lawler, they're pushing off Lita. It's like, well, what is Scott Stanford even there for then? What are you paying him
for?
Well,
he's certainly not a pretty girl. That's why he's not on there.
Then why? Here's a question. Why do they have Tom Phillips looking all sad, slumped over in a chair, when you have a beautiful ring announcer
she's there every week.
JoJo. But
she's always there.
Why not have a host then? How about replacing Tom Phillips with Charlie Caruso and have her out there?
Because Charlie Caruso's backstage asking questions.
But she could brighten up that announcing table.
All right, to the phone. You're on the air. What's going on?
It's John from Arkansas.
Oh,
and I can't really say anything. Can't really say anything nice concerning WWE management's brilliant moves with the announcer booth. It's just the stereotypical WWE garbage that they always do, where they have to screw something up because Kevin Dunn has a rod up his butt about different things. I could not work there in that environment for a long duration of time, because I would probably go homicidal like Jim Cornette and end up trying to stab Kevin Dunn because of some of the stupid decisions I hear he is whispering into Vince McMahon's ear to try to get going.
Well, I will, next time they call and ask if any of our callers want a job there, I'll say, John in Arkansas says no. He'll go homicidal, he says here.
Hey, people go in and out of there pretty fast. I got the Hippo here, a fine Marine, who let me know that Scott Stanford's downfall was aligning himself with the internet rise of Zack Ryder, which... You know what? There they go. That could be a role for Scott Stanford. They could have their own. The hype bros could have their own hype bro.
This person here says, Scott Stanford is still voicing over this week in WWE. And the pre-shows were done in studio for 30 minutes, but now they're 10 minutes backstage at the show. Yes, but is that permanent? Is this a permanent move? I absolutely do not see the point of a 10-minute backstage pre-show. I mean,
That's a tease of Renee. Give me at least 30 minutes of Renee.
At least you're already there. You're already set up. You're already doing your satellite uplink for the live show. It's not like, for example, deciding to do NXT live every week, which is a full extra day of taping for what? You're not adding one new. There's no human being on this planet. Usually I say, well, I can't say none. But this time I can actually say there's not one human being on this planet who is saying to themselves, you know, I really want to buy the WWE Network, but NXT is taped.
Nope.
Now, if they go live, if NXT goes live, I will become a subscriber to the WWE Network. There's not one human being on this planet saying that. Not one. So that is, if they go live, which is very strongly rumored in 2017 that NXT will be live every week. Let me say a couple things about that. Let me give you my thoughts as someone who has followed this company for a long time. NXT isn't the greatest wrestling show in the world in the sense that it's an old school wrestling show where TakeOver is awesome, but the weekly television show building to each TakeOver event, it's fine. Sometimes, quite frankly, it's boring. It's well put together. The storylines make sense. There are logical builds towards the... I'm not saying anything negative about the show. I will say that the idea that NXT television wins, like, best television show... I mean, give me a break. It's not the best television show. I think that people conflate... It's my new word. NXT shows and the TakeOver specials. And all of a sudden, NXT is, like, the best television show. Which it's not. It's a fine television show. Sometimes it's boring. But... this is what amazes me. NXT, it is a benefit to tape multiple weeks in advance because you have to write backwards from a specific event. You've got to develop 4, 5, 6 television shows. You've got to tape them, and then you're locked in.
Oh, my God, you got to book wrestling.
I mean, Raw, well, no, this is my point. Vince books Raw, he books wrestling, but then on Friday, he wakes up from his 3-hour evening sleeping period and he goes,
nap.
Damn it, I've got an idea! And he changes everything. And so there's very little long-term booking on Raw. I mean, there are things that happen. I mean, they do build towards things, obviously. But there's a lot of stuff that gets changed. Remember when Bayley like won that number one contenders match? And Bayley was going to be the next contender for the title? And then all of a sudden one day it's just they're right back to yes. Charlotte and Sasha Banks. That's what happens when you book a live show on a weekly basis. And you got a guy who changes his mind. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen with NXT. But there are benefits to taping weeks in advance for NXT that theoretically could go right out the window when you're taping and you're doing a live show every single week. You can change plans on a weekly basis. You can throw things out and switch things around and take away from what had been a cohesive television show that told good stories leading to takeover events. And like I said, it's not like going live is adding one single solitary new subscriber to the WWE Network. It's not.
It's not. When it comes to the Raw and SmackDown sides, it's amazing the amount of discipline that Vince McMahon has for a lot of things, but not discipline in sticking to his stories, even if he gets this wacky great idea where so many people in the past, and this is part of Vince's success too, so many people in the past, if they had something that was going on, they had a plan for 3 months, if they had this great idea, they would jot it down, they would do this, do that, and kind of put it to the side. And then as the wars happened and everything, everybody was kind of throwing a lot of things at the wall. You know, he got into an era where, you know, that's what Vince Russo specialized in. A lot of stuff thrown at the wall. And Vince would kind of filter through all of that stuff, but still would change his mind at the drop of a hat if he thought for that moment it was going to make the right decision. He is stuck in that, and he's continued to do that. And as he's gotten older and more pulled back from understanding a lot of today's things, Kevin Dunn the same way. You know, sometimes you need new eyes in there. And it's not like there's not any there, you know, but things still have to filter through him. If he just got back that discipline and had those things and spaced things out a lot better, God, it would make a lot more sense. And we wouldn't have such jumbled, ridiculous TV shows with WWE making mistakes that they never had made before. You know, errors that they, you know, they would laugh and we all laughed at WCW about and laughed at TNA about that they continue to do. And it's really annoying. And I know the answer is going to be, well, they're making a lot of money. Doesn't matter. As we've seen with the atrophies of a lot of different things, it's still not the direction that you would want to go in. It's still not what you'd want to do. So that's pathetic. As far as the tape part, like you said, when NXT, it doesn't matter. And I still think 205 Live at some point, if they are going to go live with it, with NXT, I think that's the perfect excuse to jettison the cruiserweights there. And frankly, I think it would be better for everybody because they'd be more appreciated. And if they got over down there on NXT or something like that, then bring them up to the main roster to do something that doesn't have anything to do at all with weights.
Well, they would obviously get over a lot bigger in front of that Full Sail crowd. But yeah, you know what? Got to go to a break.
Yeah.
They'd get over a lot bigger in front of the SmackDown crowd before the show rather than after the show.
True.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call, toll free, 844-411-5411. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Brian, Mike. It's Danny H. Good afternoon.
Yes, Danny H.
And, yes. So I want to talk about 205 Live. So I guess WWE must really like the show last week because they did the exact same show. They had Jack Gallagher versus Daivari and then Rich Swann versus Brian Kendrick. And then for some reason they had Noam Dar, which I'm not a big fan of, like defeat Cedric Alexander. Like, I think 2 weeks in, it's like, know, like, I'm not one of the people that the voted in your survey that wants more wrestling. Like, I 2 weeks in, I made 205 like almost passable. Like, I think the best thing that Cruiserweight's done is, like, when you have that tournament, and I think it's, like, too soon for them to have, like, a number one contenders tournament, but 2 weeks in, it's pretty flat so far.
You know, I don't want to be a jerk, but this is not the Cruiserweight Classic. The Cruiserweight Classic was awesome. This is the same guys having the same matches. It's just a show. It is just another hour of WWE programming. If I want to see these guys, I can watch them on Raw. I still am baffled. I am absolutely baffled as to why they didn't move the Cruiserweights to SmackDown. I mean, now, not only are you paying the Cruiserweights for 2 days of TV, now they're paying Alicia Fox 2 days for TV because she's there. It's like, and I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. If you're going to put this show on after SmackDown, then number one, I mean, how can you do a main event with Dean Ambrose and Miz and AJ Styles is there and all of the big SmackDown stars? And then after that show's over, tell people, you're not only going to sit around and watch a show with a bunch of little guys doing regular matches, but they're not even SmackDown guys. I realize that there is a crossover in that sort of thing, but if you're the person who you're a fan of the SmackDown brand and you buy your ticket to see the SmackDown guys, I mean, what follows is Raw guys. Not only that, because they're Raw guys, it's not even like in the body of the SmackDown show you shoot an angle with the Cruiserweights to lead to the Cruiserweight show after SmackDown. You're asking people to sit around and watch all these guys in the ring cold because there wasn't one angle shot on the SmackDown show that you just watched. I mean, it blows my mind that these are Raw guys working after SmackDown. Little guys doing regular matches. I mean, it's not like the matches are bad, but this certainly is not Rey Mysterio and Juventud Guerrera and Dean Malenko and Benoit and all these guys that were doing all of these blow-away matches on Nitro while the big dudes were just kind of stumbling around. I mean, for crying out loud, how big is Kevin Owens? What, he's 295 pounds, something like that? Kevin Owens on Monday did a big flip dive over the top rope to the floor. Seth Rollins, big flip dive over the top to the floor. I mean, you've got all of these giant wrestlers that are doing high-flying and flips and dives and everything else. And so what you're asking us to watch is another hour of programming with small dudes doing the same thing that the big dudes do. The same matches, by the way.
Yeah. Nobody likes small dudes. You know that.
I do. You know, I'm a small guy. I don't need to see them.
Hey, know what the crazy part is, too? And because there's some of us old enough to remember this. And people, this is going to be a narrative for me, so if you don't like it now, you'll really be sick of it down the line when this show continues on the way that it's going if they don't do this. I don't know why the plan going into any of this, even if you were going to have a little bit of a slow start on purpose, why you would not be building up Tozawa and whatever, Dorada's, Metalik, why you're not going to do a super crazy Tajiri type of thing with them like they did in ECW, where it's really got nothing to do. You can get around the fact that they don't speak English, or I'm not sure the level that they speak English at. You don't have to worry about the promos. You don't have to worry about that at all. You don't have to worry about, just sell it like they've been doing, and they haven't been doing that. They've been focusing on guys that have surprised me, frankly, with Daivari and with Jack Gallagher, although I'm a fan of Jack Gallagher. Again, if you would have asked me at the very beginning, okay, who would you really, you know, push out there in the first couple of shows, I probably wouldn't have thought of him. I'm glad it's working, but I wouldn't have thought of him. But why they're not doing that, I have absolutely no idea. Why they're not putting it on before the show, like you said, because if you have a blow-away 205 match, the regular SmackDown fan, once that show comes on, isn't going to realize that they had a show on the network before that. Maybe they do, but all they know is the crowd is hyped. And you could really bait that SmackDown crew or that crowd into getting even more hyped in the same way that Nitro would do by having a really spectacular match out there And they haven't had that blowaway match either. And it's, again, I don't want to demean any of the work because Kendrick and Rich Swann have had two really good matches that were a little bit different than one another. And I'm sure they have 10 matches different than each other that are all very good. It's just nothing is working right now. And it's, I know it's really early in the game and I don't want to be, you know, the Debbie Downer and everything, but it's, you just cringe because you know what WWE's reputation is and as far as keeping interest in these types of shows.
Person here says, Brian and Mike, do you think the Iron Man match could end in a draw? Sasha keeps the belt. Charlotte remains undefeated on pay-per-view singles. Please, no.
Ooh.
Can we, let's end this and move on to another feud.
Although, if you, is it logical in that this, we're not in the, we're in the post-pay-per-view era of these special events? Could you do something screwy like that? Yeah, actually,
no,
you could.
I'll tell you why not.
Because I know you shouldn't.
I'll tell you why not. Because why did we have a Falls Count Anywhere match on Raw? It's because they did a match for the title, and they had a double count out. And Mick Foley's goal, his job on every show, is to come out and make sure the fans get what they paid for and that the women get a fair shake. So if you do an Iron Man match and you go 30 minutes and it goes to a draw and Mick Foley doesn't come out and say, this match must have a winner, he looks like a geek. It doesn't make any sense in the storyline of what we've done before. I mean, they have to have a finish on this show. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Doesn't make any sense from gimmick match to gimmick. And look, if this is about history, then you can say all of the fans, we had our first ever draw in the first ever Iron Woman
match
on a
pay-per-view.
No, that's
not good history. That's lame history. They're trying to make good history here.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to have a finish. And by the way,
I know.
Now that Lita's gone, the last time they did an Iron Man match with women, if I recall correctly, the women wanted it to be called an Iron Woman match. And Lita was the one who argued that it should be an Iron Man match.
Yes,
and now she's gone. So how about you poll these two women and say, what do you want it to be called? And if they say Iron Woman match, then let them call it an Iron Woman match.
Iron Peoples.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
What's going on?
Talking about the the Iron Woman match. Didn't Bayley and Sasha have one of the best matches of the women on one of those on a takeover pay-per-view?
They did have an Iron Man match, yes.
Well, why are people, fretting out now that they got Sasha and Charlotte into it?
Well, this is the first one on the main roster. Jim, all that NXT stuff, that doesn't count. Give me a break.
Look, you got to look at how they're phrasing a lot of this the same way they phrase Raw, and they position that as the, what do they call it, the world's longest running non-sports except when it is a sport, non-drama except when it is a drama, spectacular comedy cavalcade. Same thing when it comes to these things. You want to put a first on it, you just find some way to do it. So it's the first ever on Roadblock, end of the line.
Well, he's talking about James Ellsworth earlier. He's one of the best things on SmackDown. When he comes and screws old Dean Ambrose out, I just laugh my head out.
Man, that tells you something. You know what that tells you, Jim? That tells you about what a great job they've done with Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose is supposed to be a top babyface,
and
there is a large portion of the audience that is so happy that he's being screwed by James Ellsworth.
Did you see the crowd or hear the crowd and look at Dean and Miz's faces when they were chanting, you deserve it for the participation award, when they should have been booing the Miz?
Yep.
Mike, you deserve it.
Why does that surprise you? Fans chant, you deserve it. I've been talking about participation awards here on this show for months. That's the audience we've got right now.
I know.
They're excited that he got a participation award, whether ironic or not.
One last thing. Why in the world are they making Natty look like she's scared of Nikki Bella? She could crush her.
Well, we're supposed to think that she's a cowardly heel.
All right, you guys have a good evening.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, Jim, I was asking the same question. Why would Daniel Bryan not want Natalya on his Survivor Series team? He put Carmella on the team, for crying out loud. This doesn't make any sense. But it's just, that's the storyline for right now. What else have we got here? A lot of SMSs, as they call them. This person here says, is Sting in the WWE plans as a non-wrestler? I don't think so. I don't think
that's
he'll be seeing a whole lot of Sting. Maybe he'll show up here and there, but Do you think Dasha is an interviewer because they are preparing her for a role as Stephanie's body double? No, but I have mentioned that Vince McMahon hires male announcers that look like him when he was young, and now he's hired a female announcer that looks like Stephanie. It's weird.
It's that hair. Yeah, it is kind of funny when she looks is like turned Steph. To the side. Yeah, it's amazing.
And let me tell you something, everybody. If you go back on the WWE Network, maybe you'd have to watch like a Tuesday Night Titans or something. But if you go back on the WWE Network and you find some footage of Vince McMahon when he was young, 25, 30 years old, and then you go back to the early days of Michael Cole on Monday Night Raw when he was young, they look exactly the same.
Yeah, Cole is a less swole-up version, yes.
No, Cole looked like Vince did when he was young.
That's true. Yeah, I know. Vince has always been a little bit bigger, though. But, yeah, I mean, that you're exactly right. That's true.
It's mind-blowing. I mean, it's not really. Because, you know, I don't know if you've heard of this, Mike, but many, many years ago, I did a lot of acting. I read a lot of acting books. And you know what I read in those books that I thought was very interesting? A lot of directors will hire leading men who are better-looking versions of themselves.
Of course.
And here's Vince McMahon hiring a bunch of announcers who are all generic, brown-haired dudes, some of whom look creepily like Vince when he was young.
Hey, you invest yourself into a story, and then you have to, when you're growing your tree out there, you have to vicariously... You put yourself through the character and through the story, so you pick the people that, yeah, that makes absolute sense. Whether it's right or not in all cases, that's not necessarily the case, but you tend to go back to what you know, which is why, as long as Vince is alive, we'll always kind of sort of have a hillbilly character.
David Otunga is bad, this person says. It adds nothing. But I am usually able to tune him out. JBL detracts way more from matches, in my opinion.
Can we do a poll tomorrow? I actually want to know who's worse. Like, who do people hate more? Is it Otunga or Saxon? I have a feeling that it's going to be Otunga, but I'm actually curious about that, of who's the worst wheel.
Hey, this person, regarding your main man, Scott Stanford, he says, Scott Stanford is not used because he doesn't know anything about wrestling. CM Punk used to embarrass him on Superstars for not knowing anything. Well,
yeah,
you may be right, but... If not knowing anything about wrestling kept you off television, there'd be a lot of people in this company off television.
Yeah.
I'm going to head to a break. This person adds, by the way, the most effective way to get a championship opportunity these days is to lose. I guess Ambrose learned from watching Dolph Ziggler. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Very quickly here, I just got this statement. As George St. Pierre, Donald Cerrone, TJ Dillashaw, Tim Kennedy, and Cain Velasquez made clear in the official public announcement last week, the Mixed Martial Arts Athlete Association is all about looking out for the fighters and their well-being long-term. Yesterday, the MMAAA received a cease and desist letter from a group of lawyers seeking to stop the MMAAA from signing up fighters and sticking up for their rights against the UFC and its owners, WMEIMG. The MMAAA will do no such thing. Those lawyers, who represent only a few fighters, are focused on getting some money out of one case of which they took a significant portion for themselves. The lawyers do not speak for anyone else, and certainly not the MMAAA and all the fighters the organization represents now and will quickly go to represent in the sport. By the way, Donald Cerrone did an interview and said, I had no idea I was on the board. That was news to me.
Oops.
We'll see how this goes. We're out of time, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening. We got three shows today. This show, obviously. Filthy Tom Lawler will be joining us for Filthy Four Daily later on this afternoon. SmackDown 205 Live, Impact, and so much more. Dave Meltzer later on tonight with Wrestling Observer Radio. And more big shows coming up over the next couple of days, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. This show live and free every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. The schedule is up at SportsByline.com. You can listen through SportsByline.com, WrestlingObserver.com, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, SportsByline affiliates, etc., etc. Don't miss it. The most listened to wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Thanks, everybody, at Byline. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.